I'm with Nikki Getgood from Talk About Local, and we're about to go out and look at some of Digbeth street art. And she's taken us on a bit of a tour of the area. But first of all, I wanted to ask, why is Digbeth full of street art?
It seems to be the work of two graffiti artists called Tempo and Nuzo. I wasn't aware of this. I thought it was just a completely accidental thing that Digbeth had become covered in street art, and street artists had just treated the whole area like a blank canvas. But Tempo started instant messaging me once on Facebook, and he was just chatting to me, and he said, "Oh, do you know how Digbeth became full of street art?" And I said, "No, I don't." And he said, "Oh, me and Nuzo, we were out pasting, and we were just out putting up posters, and we were talking about how other places have street art capitals. So London has Shoreditch, Manchester has the Northern Quarter, and we decided that Birmingham should have one, and it should be Digbeth. And so Operation Digbeth began. So basically, they just hit Digbeth with all they had, and it seemed like attracted like, and Digbeth became what it is now. They did say the Rainbow helped. The Rainbow is a pub in Birmingham, and they had a lot of Secret Wars events on there. So street artists would get together and just sort of paint and spend the evening kind of doing graffiti and creating. So that helped a lot.
So have we any idea how many pieces of street art? Is it possible to calculate that?
No, it's not possible to count at all. It's probably more possible to count out how many walls don't have street art on them in Digbeth. It really is just prolific, and it's all amazing as well. I mean, you do get some kind of rubbish tagging and the like, but most of it is sort of brilliantly creative, beautiful street art.
What's your favourite piece, and where could we see it, do you think?
My favourite piece, and you can see it probably all over Birmingham, but definitely very prolific in Digbeth, is Liskbots. And these robots, these pasted robots, just started appearing all over Digbeth, and they seemed kind of sad and mad, and they always had like a thundercloud behind them, and increasingly they just started kind of venting their frustration, and they kept saying things like, you know, "We strike tonight and no one will escape our pending doom," and it all seems to be building up to some mad robot apocalypse that's going to happen in Digbeth. And I've met the guy who does it. He's a really lovely guy, and I said, "Look, you know, you've created this narrative with this robot, so just getting more and more frustrated and more threatening and just more and more kind of prevalent all over Digbeth. What are they going to do? What's going to happen?" And he said, "I don't know." So he's like created this story, but he's not in charge of it anymore. The robots are, and it's just all veering nearer and nearer to the apocalypse. I don't know when it's going to happen. Very scared.
Wow. Right, well, let's go and have a look at some of it.
Okay, cheers.